Welcome to the NewsRamp local and regional podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday morning, September 2nd, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of local and regional news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
State roundup, state at high risk for recession, economist says. Medicare plans in jeopardy, port channel reopens. Maryland is among 21 states and Washington, D.C. at a high risk of a recession, according to Moody's chief economist. Retirees in Maryland may lose their Medicare Advantage plans next year. The U.S. Coast Guard recovered a hatch from a ship explosion in the Patapsco River. Atlantic striped bass catch restrictions may tighten in 2026. President Trump and Governor Wes Moore continue their feud. Howard Community College's faculty union secures a 3-year contract. Maryland Democrats oppose the closure of a Prince George's agricultural research facility. Maryland's top election official resists DOJ request for voter data. Azola Shaw runs for District 3 MoCo Council seat. Aberdeen City Council updates election procedures for absentee ballots. Results of a city union election in Baltimore are being contested.
Timber trespass? Welts, White, and Fontaine PC weighs in on NPR. Attorney Israel Piedra, a lead personal injury lawyer at Welts, White & Fontaine PC, recently discussed a timber trespass case on NPR's Morning Edition. A neighbor on Nantucket faces criminal charges for cutting down trees on Italian Dollar property to improve their view. Timber trespass cases, common in New England, often stem from confusion over property lines. Mr. Piedra is currently working on 24 active tree law cases in New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Maine, and Vermont. While few cases result in criminal charges, victims typically seek compensation through civil lawsuits. Welts, White, and Fontaine's lawyers focus on recovering compensation for those injured by negligence, including cases of timber trespass. Property owners in New England facing property rights violations are encouraged to contact the firm's premises liability lawyer in Nashua for assistance.
Pep Boys named to Forbes list of America's Best in State Employers 2025 in Pennsylvania. Pep Boys, a leading U.S. automotive service provider, has been named to the Forbes list of America's Best in State Employers 2025, ranking number 83 in Pennsylvania. The annual list, compiled in partnership with Statista, recognizes companies that stand out for employee satisfaction and workplace culture. To identify the top employers, Forbes and Statista conducted an independent survey of more than 160,000 U.S. employees working at companies with at least 500 employees. Pep Boys CEO Joe Auriemma expressed gratitude for the recognition, attributing it to the passion and dedication of their team members. Founded in Philadelphia in 1921, Pep Boys continues to invest in its people through career development, competitive benefits, and a strong culture of teamwork, while serving customers at locations across Pennsylvania and the U.S.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp local and regional podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.